The Commissioner's Court has called this special meeting to discuss the agenda item of considering to authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement for the housing of prisoners between Jefferson County and Harris County. There exists an emergent need for approval of this interlocal agreement prior to the Harris County Court meeting Friday to consider Harris County's end of this agreement. The agreement would allow for the transfer of prisoners from Harris County to our facility here at the Jefferson County Courthouse. So that is the purpose of this session today. And there is a proposed contract that is styled interlocal cooperation agreement. Our attorney, Mr. Tom Rugg, has reviewed this contract, and I understand, Mr. Rugg, that there are some issues that you're concerned about, and we need to hear those.
Well, the principal issue that I'm concerned about initially is how in the world we're planning on meeting the obligations imposed on us under this contract. I understand it's been a couple of weeks now since the state removed prisoners from the downtown jail, and of course that facility was operated by a contractor who has not been made a party to this agreement. So it would impose upon us staffing obligations under the State Commission on Jail Standards, would impose upon us medical staffing obligations, which we have not contracted with anyone to perform at this point in time that I'm aware of. So I don't know how we'd meet the obligations. In addition, there's a transportation obligation of a one daily round trip to transport up to 40 inmates. I don't know how we'd meet that obligation. So initially, there are some responsibilities that we have under the contract that as your attorney, I am not aware of how we would meet those obligations. And we've not contracted with anyone at this point in time to meet those obligations. But that's the big issue. Once we get past that one, we can discuss some of the other.
But if we were to enter into this interlocal agreement with Harris County, we have that obligation?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That would be the obligation of Jefferson County to provide those services. My understanding is, although I've had no communications with anyone from Harris County, but my understanding is that it's their proposal to approve this agreement Friday and begin immediately thereafter shipping prisoners here.
Well, here's a problem with that. I understand in talking with the warden that they still have the facility full. It is filled, and they...
Well, see, I wasn't aware of that.
The situation with the state is that they will be removed by August 31st. So we're talking over a month.
Well, that would indicate then at this point in time there's no reason to enter into an agreement with Harris County. We don't have the
can't
offer them the space that they need.
It would have to be effective
September 1st.
Yeah.
At the earliest.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say anything that might sound facetious, but sometimes the state doesn't meet their timeline goals. And so it could be even after that point in time. So it appears to me that from a practical standpoint, we have plenty of time to work on some of the issues that are involved in such a proposed arrangement.
Court, have any questions?
Yes.
All three of them.
Not clear on burn rate. Contract. Contract. Contractor renting the jail for us for the purpose of housing.
It's a management agreement.
Yeah, I think the contract's with us, but we have a management agreement with GEO.
Yeah.
Yes, Sheriff.
We have a management contract with GEO to staff and manage the facility. And I have to be honest and say, after looking over this, I don't completely disagree. I don't disagree with Mr. Rugg and the way some of the contract terminology is worded in here. I think we, as Jefferson County, need to enter into an agreement with Harris County, make bed space available to them. But there, in the wording of this contract, there's some terminology in here that refers to Jefferson County as a contractor for some of these services, and we are not. We have a management contract, the county does, GEO. So I think that needs to be cleared up. We do have CDCJ contract to provide bed space. That's pretty much our only obligation with them, make that bed space available. I think there's some language that needs to be cleared up.
Is the letter we received from GEO terminating the August 31st date, is that also affected with TCDJ as far as our agreement with them? Does that nullify that agreement or terminate that same commitment?
I think this is Randy Tate with GEO, and I don't want to speak for GEO in any way here. So, Randy, I'll turn it over.
One is contract agreement with CDCJ gives vision early termination with proper notice. They have done that. They've withheld the end of the bargain, obviously, inmates. 31st.
The only letter, I don't mean to interrupt you, but the only letter I've seen came from you.
Correct.
Informing us that you had received notification from TCD, whatever, Texas Department of Corrections, that they were planning on vacating the facility. But if we have a separate agreement with TCDJ, don't we need to get also an official notification from them?
Typically, they send it to the county judge. I'm not sure if you received it. Typically, they do send notice.
I think I did receive that.
In addition to, I think that Harris concerns, and maybe Mr. Ruggs, the master contract between TDCJ, the language in that contract itself allows for the intergovernment agreement, passes those obligations on to us as operators or the management. I think a lot of your concerns are actually addressed in the original management agreement between GEO Jefferson County.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, the problem is that agreement's not in any way referenced as an understanding in the proposed agreement with Harris County. And Harris County, under this agreement, would look solely to us as the responsible party for providing those services. And if we failed to do so, they're not going to look to GEO. They're going to look to Jefferson County. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but TDCJ knows what that arrangement is, and they've consented to that arrangement. Harris County there's no indication in the agreement I've seen that indicates that they are aware of that arrangement or have consented to it in any sense. Well, that's certainly what we ought to do. Okay. I'm not fully aware, other than newspaper accounts, of what sort of difficulties Harris County currently is under. And I know they have a federal judge breathing down their neck, and that they have been in a very serious situation over there for some considerable period of time. And I have read the audit report that the federal government did on their facility, and I have some sense of why it is they're in a difficult situation. If they're under some sort of timeline to need immediate relief, and that was the sense I got and why we called this meeting in an emergent fashion, we cannot provide them immediate relief. So There needs to be some additional dialogue held with Harris County officials so that we all understand what we can and cannot do at this point in time.
I agree with that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, but I think the time issue is twofold. It's not just a time issue in Harris County, but also facility. We're fixing to start depopulating EDCJ probably as early as they've been dropping some numbers. We spoke a while ago. It's not actually what is got 100 down already, and we've dropped TDCJ, just ones that have paroled out and left, but starting next week, we anticipate them starting to pull those people out. So, I mean, we got to face it here. We're talking about revenue as well.
So I assume that you're going to have an appropriate staffing response to those
drops.
Population levels.
Yes, we'll have to do some
sure.
serving, cutting back of staff as well as miniatures where we can. It'll be a loss of revenue by waiting. I was told today when I picked these up, and I think it's something we all got to be aware of, they're actively searching other facilities. This could be a circumstance where we pass through this process a little slow and you may miss opportunity. I know Angelina County also looked at, they had a contract. I picked these up. They had one. Their next meeting, to answer your question, I was told that we'd have to get this signed and on the agenda of the next possible commission report meeting that they would have put us on the agenda August 11th.
Because I don't know what that
means. Just for clarity, I received a letter dated June 19th from the TDCJ advising Commissioner's Court that this was going to happen. Supposedly sent a copy of that to all the commissioners. Okay. Well,
I don't think you had, gentlemen. My opinion is you do not have an agreement that you can authorize execution today.
That's good enough. Then
we hope that we can get that our. So they can have emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really more their emergency than ours.
That's a good point.
It looks to me like pollution is a problem, and certainly I'm not an attorney, but could not the counties enter into an agreement with one another for us to provide bed space and we maintain that management contract in a similar fashion as we've had with TDCJ. I mean, that's
exactly what we
that appears to me what we need to do.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Something changes in our contract.
I can't answer that because I haven't reviewed that agreement as we sit here today.
I assume y'all do want to manage.
But, yeah, their problems, which is rapidly approaching us. Sheriff's approval.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that got a murder. I thought at some point, where the population drops,
Yeah, I don't know what those numbers might be. This contract that Harris County's proposed only goes through February of next year.
What is the term of our contract with
GEO? I don't know. It's automatically renews. Yeah, annual automatic renewal.
Yeah, it is. We're sort of partners on the deal.
Yes, we are.
And, okay, let's get busy on getting it worked out. Okay, any further business? We're adjourned.